keep your chin up. Hungaluti. Smile. It's still a good life.
The sun is shining for today. It's shining a perfect time to say I would do anything. I would do anything for you. For you. For you. Yeah, I'm doing it all for you. For you. For you. I'm doing it all for you. Another day, another dollar, but for you, I would holler all day, all night, 'cause I'm doing it all for you. I'm doing it all for you. I'm doing it for you. Sekhini tulaku uharo mayaka ilino amalu sunalima sunalima garataka ilino 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 sunalima suka ilino ilino. Ilinu, sunali masuka ilinu, sunali ma ilinu. Even when I'm far away, in my heart you will stay. No matter. I'm doing it all for you. I'm doing it all for you. I'm doing it for you. You. I'm doing it for you.
Hi, this is Samantha Crane, and you're listening to Gyno with Brett Nady.
Children in a wilderness. spot with an XXX and a dot dot dot. You know I never thought I'd go and get the chills. That memory that's useful as a payphone, about as street as a metronome, but I guess it led me here.
And here's a good place to be as anywhere.
Don't work, we can walk away. Am I the right one for you?
Ashley Ghost Keepers, Too Good to Be True, winding down that block of listening on Gyno. Before that, we heard one from Samantha Crane, and as we were mentioning before going into that set, we heard Kelly Frazier's For You from her Sedna, a song that I can't even think about without getting emotional. And we also heard Raven's Dedication to Her. It was for Kelly, also in that block. If you're just now joining us, you're listening to Gyno. I'm Brett Mabee, and my biggest regret is that we're not going to have as much time as I would hope to be able to dive into Raven's amazing spirit and her art. But I want to thank you now, and I'll thank you again before we part ways for the conversation. I appreciate you taking a little bit of time to talk with me today. It's been great to let listeners know about your album. And at this point in the show, let's go ahead and talk about future plans. What are you working on now?
Right now, I'm actually working on plans to fly to Montreal to do some showcases at the Folk Alliance International Conference, and also just a few shows in Toronto or Ottawa. And just touring and singing the songs from my album.
It sounds like you've certainly caught the bug. This is not going to be the last album that we'll be hearing from you, right?
No, not at all.
You think you'll have any plans to eventually make it stateside as well?
Oh, I sure hope so. I really hope so. I have some friends in the States that I'd like to see, some fans that I would like to meet, and definitely you, Brett.
Hey, it would be an honor, and I need to make it up your way as well. I was in Toronto back over the summer, but, you know, even then, I mean, that's still quite the hike to get out to your neck of the woods.
Yeah, Saskatchewan is not Toronto.
It sounds like you're no stranger to the East Coast anyway, and maybe I can time it out that when you're out that way, I can come and catch up with Mark and just get to know that scene a little bit better as well, because I've said it before, I think what's going on up there, you guys with your music scene are at least a decade ahead of where we're at right now, you know?
Oh, wow. I really appreciate Mark and Laura and all the strides that they're making in the industry, especially for Indigenous people and the VIP program.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even gotten into that discussion yet, but that's an important thing as well. That's the Verified Indigenous program, and it is helping to kind of, make sure that the pretendians aren't getting in there and taking up this space, because, again, we could go down that rabbit hole, and perhaps one of these days we should do an entire feature on that as well. But needless to say, it is an important cause, and I certainly tip my hat to them for undertaking that. It's not a popular discussion to be having right now, you know?
No, it's not, but it's very necessary. The truth is always necessary.
Absolutely. Raven, where can people find you and your music at?
Well, I was just telling everybody on social media that Google is not a place to do any kind of research, but so don't Google me. No, yes, you can Google me. Also at www.ravenreed.com, and all the links to my music are on all platforms that you can think of, maybe even in space someday.
technically speaking, when these radio transmissions happen, they are going out into space, and you never know. It might just be zapping onto a spaceship right now as we speak, you know?
That's right. They can learn about our government from up there.
Anyway, that's another rabbit hole. We have a lot to talk about in future conversations. And again, it was such an honor to be able to introduce you to my listeners today. In fact, please keep me in the loop, and I'll be sure to spin more tracks on the mainstream. You've been so gracious in keeping the lines of communication open. I've already kept you long enough. So again, thank you for all you do, and please stay in touch.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Tante, all my relatives, this is Raven Reed from Saskatchewan, Canada, and you're listening to Gyno.
Your heart's lying at the toes of my moccasin, and good my fingertips turned black. I know my past may have some trouble, but that young man was fool to let you in. And I know I'm wishing I faced those things much sooner than I did. Grandma said I'd be a heartbreaker,
this and past episodes of Gyno, log on to gynomusic.fm or nv1.org. Also, to discover more music from incredible Indigenous artists, be sure to check out the Native Artist Directory at nativeartistdirectory.com.
Wake up, it's time. Need to find a better place to hide. Make up your mind. I need to know, I need to know tonight. Sweet air, to know, I need to know tonight.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.